A lot of our routine non-urgent services have had to be scaled back and in some cases will not be operating for the foreseeable due to quite a large number of our staff having to be redeployed into community testing centres, assessment hubs and indeed supporting our colleagues in the acute services in order to ensure the capacity within the acute services is prepared and ready for when we may see significant numbers presenting to the service with needs that need to be catered for in acute.
Some people will have outstanding appointments. Some people will be expecting to have a service to go to in the coming weeks. Is there somewhere they can check up to see whether or not that's going ahead, or are you contacting people who would have previously arranged appointments?
In most cases, people will be contacted directly by their particular service and advised as to whether their appointment is going ahead. That would be in line with the screening procedures that would have been happening anyway to ensure that people were coming in, were symptom-free and that there was no reason, I suppose, maybe why they shouldn't be, you know, mixing with staff and with others in waiting areas and so on. So everybody should be contacted by their service and advised as to whether their appointment is going ahead or not. But if anybody has a query, please do contact the particular number for the service. And if the phone isn't answered, it will be dealt with within a couple of hours or certainly by the next day.
And again, particularly in terms of GP services and frontline services of that ilk, the message to people is don't just call cold. You will not be seen.
No, please don't call cold. Ring ahead, double check with the service in relation to the appointment. In a number of services, we are offering telephone consults where that perhaps suits the need. But also it's critical that if people maybe feel that they have symptoms of concern, particularly we're wanting to see their GP or GP out of our services, please do not call. We're trying to abide by the measures to prevent spread, and we would certainly, you know, be very grateful if the public would adhere to that advice.